VOA News, I'm Liz Pelka. In a reversal of Thursday's decision, Israel will now allow a U.S. Congresswoman to visit. The Interior Ministry said Friday it will allow Representative Rashida Tlaib to visit on humanitarian grounds to see her Palestinian grandmother. More from AP correspondent Matt Small.
The Democrat has family there. Israel had said it wouldn't let her and another Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, enter the country. The pair are critics of Israel's treatment of Palestinians and support boycotting Israel.
That was the AP's Matt Small. Thursday, Tlaib told reporters the main reason for her visit to the West Bank is quite simple.
My goal is to see my grandmother. Again, she's in her 90s. This could be my last chance to see her.
President Donald Trump, who frequently criticizes the Congresswomen, weighed in on what Israel should do before the country announced its decision to bar the lawmakers. He said via Twitter, allowing them to visit Israel would be a sign of weakness by the government. Gibraltar turned back U.S. objections on Thursday and released the Iranian supertanker Grace One from detention. Gibraltar's government said it had received assurances from Tehran that it would not send the crude oil cargo to Syria. Gibraltar did not immediately say, however, when or if the ship would set sail. North Korea has fired two projectiles into the sea on Friday. Here's Reuters' Eve Johnson.
Friday's launches are just the latest in a string of tests. According to a U.S. official, at least one of the projectiles appeared to be a short-range missile. The tests come only a day after South Korean President Moon Jae-in vowed to pursue dialogue to help unify the two Koreas by 2045.
Reuters' Eve Johnson. A North Korean government spokesman said on official state media the country won't engage in talks with its southern neighbor and called President Moon impudent for his remarks. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled that the Trump administration must provide adequate